right up front here on this particular message. It's a message in progress. It started yesterday. The things about the Spirit of God, sometimes God will give you a glimpse into something and it's profound, and then all of a sudden he'll bring you into it. Well, I'm in glimpse stage right now, but I'm working it because I can see it. If you can see it, you can have it. Amen. So this is going to be fresh and new, and you have to have ears to hear. Amen. Because what we want is the kingdom of God. We don't want a man's personality. We want the kingdom. We want apostolic government. We want fullness. We want freedom. We want power. We want glory. We want all of the grace of God. We want the fullness. So we just stopped. We did that a long time ago. We found out our way doesn't work, and we want his way. Amen. And we want to know how this gospel works, because when it works, you're going to see cities change and transformed under the true power of God. Amen. That's what we want. Glory to God. So we're going to begin in Romans 11, verse 6. And if by grace, then it's no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, it's no more of grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. There's two basic operations. There's grace, there's works. They are opposed to one another at the highest level. They don't commune with one another. They don't fellowship with one another. If there's works, it's no grace. If there's grace, there's no works. There's a massive dividing line between works and grace. Now, the grace accompanies works. The works are not originating out of an atmosphere of you. It's originating in an atmosphere that grace provides. There is a difference between laboring under grace and laboring under works. Those two are very much opposed to one another. You can't have both of them in operation. That was a revelation that smacked me right upside the head. I said, oh my goodness, how do you divide the two? How do we divide the two? How do you know which one you're working out of, especially if you've been familiar in operation of works? Now, there's different kind of works. There's the works of the law that the early church struggled with. We don't so much struggle with that, but they did, because they came out of a works environment. All their approach to God was through the works of the law. And Jesus came in and delivered a brand new gospel and gave that generation such testimony and such grace, because he knew it was going to be a tremendous transformation to get them out of where they were into where he was. It was an entirely different viewpoint. It was an entirely different operation altogether. And that generation struggled, especially the ones that came out of that. Paul had to be stripped of all that. And he was stripped of it, because without it, he wouldn't have been able to operate in the fullness of the grace of God. Now, we don't struggle so much in the works of the law, because we didn't come out of an operation that was entrenched in law. We weren't, many of us, some of us maybe, but weren't introduced to God through a system of works, unless you grew up in a legalistic environment. If you did, you're going to take certain attributes that have to be stripped down. But there's works in many forms. And today, I'm going to show you a brand new form. Amen. Hallelujah. So if it be of grace, it can't be of works. And if it be of works, it can't be of grace, because the two don't mix. But I'll tell you two that do mix. Peace and grace mix quite well. Peace and grace run together. Peace and grace are always in fellowship with one another. Where you find grace, you'll always find peace. You can't have grace and be in torment. You can't have grace and be tossed and turned. Where there is grace, there'll be peace. That's why Paul, in every one of his letters, Pastor Chuck brought this out. Every one of his letters in the beginning, grace and peace be unto you. Grace and peace. That's your foundation. And you, from the foundation, you grow up into love. I'm preaching good. Somebody say amen. Grace and peace run together. And Peter took it to a new level. Grace and peace be multiplied. Grace and peace be multiplied. You got to have grace and you got to have peace. If you're in grace, peace will accompany. If you don't have any peace in your life, you're not in grace. Period. If there's no peace around you, if you got anxiety and worry and fear and torment and care, then you don't have grace. Grace is not running without an atmosphere of peace. They run together. Everyone say they run together. Say, where there is grace, there is peace. Everyone say, God, get me in there. Amen. All right, that's my introduction. Go to Matthew chapter 11. Booyah. I'm going to teach you how to get out of that age-old environment you constantly struggle with. The first thing you got to do is recognize. God's given you some recognition. He gives you the ability. He gives you some monitoring devices that are built in. When your peace gets disrupted majorly, you're moving out of grace and moving in to a system of works. Everyone say amen to that. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Now, here's the key to all things. Come unto me. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Notice, labor. Now, that is not your job that you go to. When you hear the word works, a lot of times someone's got a preconceived idea of what works is. Well, works is not talking about you going to your job. That's your responsibility. That's your vocation. We're talking about the spiritual dynamics that govern works and grace. This is all in the spirit. It has nothing to do with what you're putting your hand to unless you're veiled in a spiritual form of works when you're out there laboring. I'll explain to you as we go along. Amen. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. Once you get into the position that you're heavy laden, you already out of position. When you're carrying burdens, you're going to get burdened in this world system. Everybody's going to get into that. It's how you get out of it and how quickly you get out of it. Because when you're heavy laden, nothing's going to happen in the kingdom of God. As soon as you get veiled with a heavy laden, oppressive spirit, or you're heavy laden, you're carrying things that don't belong to you. You're not designed to carry. It's going to cut off the grace that's supposed to flow into your life. Grace flows freely, providing you're not veiled. Paul said, haven't you begun in the spirit? Now you're going to get perfected in the flesh. You begin in the spirit, then all of a sudden things come upon you that you're not aware of, that you're not recognizing, and you get veiled. Go over to Galatians. I want you to see that for a minute, and we're going to come back here. Galatians chapter 3. Some of you might have a hard time with this message. If you grew up in works and legalism, grace is the free gift. Understanding grace takes a lot. Grace of God. The grace of God. Galatians chapter 3, verse 2. This only would I learn of you, receive you by the Spirit, by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith. Are you so foolish to have it begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect in the flesh? You suffered so many things in vain. Now, let me tell you something, because every one of us sometimes get exercised. You'll start something in the spirit, and all of a sudden the flesh will get in there. You'll get veiled in something you don't recognize you got veiled in. You'll start operating in a part of you in the flesh that you weren't recognizing that was in operation. All of a sudden, you're no longer operating in the spirit. You began there, but now you're trying to perfect it in the flesh. Anytime you take one of those roads, sometimes it takes a long time to get back if you're not skilled in these things. Sometimes you got to get back around, because if it be of grace, it cannot be of works. And if you're operating out of works, there's no grace involved. None. Cut off. I've labored too long and too hard. I know the difference between what's coming out of me and what's coming out of God. Because He gives you certain signs. Now go back to Matthew 11. Come unto me. The only answer you have, whether you're veiled and you don't know you're veiled, I'm going to give you some signs today to let you know if you're veiled. Because sometimes we operate in an environment that's familiar with us. And because that environment is familiar with us, we don't know what we're operating in. But God gives us certain signs. Thank God for the signs. Sometimes His signs, they're right in front of you. You just don't know. And I'm going to give you some what to do with it once the signs are in recognition. Because if you don't read the signs properly, and you stay out of the grace of God, then works is going to set up camp. And when works set up camp, it's going to lead you further and further and further and further away and the operation of God. Come unto me. This is actually the answer. All you that labor are heavy laden. Right there is a sign. If you are heavy laden, if you're bearing weights, it's overbearing to you, and you've moved into a place of oppression, depression, oppressive life. If there's excessive care around your life, if there's excessive anxiety, if there's frustration, if there's fear, if there's torment, if your life is just constantly being like a yo-yo and being spun around, you don't have any rest inside. See, that's your key right there. If you don't have any rest, see, but what does that say? Grace and peace run together. They run together. So when you start losing your peace, you have misaligned somewhere. And you got to come to him and find out where you misaligned. Because if you walk outside of that peace, you're going to get hammered. The loss of peace is just the first stage. You keep going outside of that loss of peace, and the enemy will hammer your life. Because you're moving outside of the veil of God's grace. The key to Christianity is staying inside. Staying in him, staying inside his grace, staying inside his covering. Hide me in the secret place of your tabernacle. So your signs will come. Sometimes we get going, whether sometimes it'll be family, business, ministry. You might have an issue with your family. You might have a wayward son or daughter. You can't talk to them. They won't talk to you. You got all kinds of issues, and you've already tried everything possible. See, that's the thing. Sometimes you toiled all night with him, and you got nowhere. See, because what happens is, no matter what you and I encounter, whatever situation, God calls us to walk next to it, but he doesn't call us to put our arms all around it. When God calls you to do something in the spirit, it's got to be carried in the spirit. It cannot be carried in the flesh, and it cannot be perfected in the flesh. You have to walk with the call of God. It's kind of like that ark that David was moving. Remember when Uzzah, that ark was trembling and Uzzah come to steady it? He touched that. He wasn't supposed to be touching. Just because God assigns it to us doesn't mean we're supposed to put our arms all over it and backpack it and get all around it and get our flesh up involved with it. Does y'all know what I'm saying? Because when you do, frustration's gonna set into your life. Care is gonna set into your life. Anxiety's gonna set up into you. And these are signs to know that you're not positioned properly with God. You're not in that position. You've moved out of grace. If it be of grace, it can't be by works. That's why peace and grace always running together. If you're full of peace, you're gonna be full of grace. If you're full of grace, you're gonna be full of peace. If you're tossed around in your life, to and fro, you're out of position. You got to get back under the shadow there. My God's telling you, you're out of position. When you loss of peace is always, always, say always, a sign you're out of position. What happens is when you do that, I'm going to describe a level of works today that you might not have seen before. Now notice what he says here. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Come unto me. That's the only place that you can download heavy ladenness, care, worry, fear, torment, works. And I'll give you rest. God's kingdom operates from a platform of rest. It operates from a foundation of grace and operates from a foundation of peace. It does not thrive from a foundation of our own flesh, our own works. Now I'm going to describe works to you here in a minute and what I'm going to talk about. Now look at this, verse 29. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Notice we say we have to learn of him. There might be a few things we have to learn. You ever thought about that? These are spiritual things we're having to learn. Things you can't see naturally with your eye. Things you can't see with your natural mind or intellect. They're spiritual things. Sometimes you get covering and yoked in things you don't know you're yoked up into. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but there might be people in here, you come out of a real legalistic background. That's a yoke, a burden that gets put on people. It's a legalism. You can't ever measure up. It's all about how good you can be. It's all about that legalistic spirit. And you get involved in that. You get yoked up in that. And sometimes you don't know you're yoked up in that. It's a harsh environment to live in. Because God's free. Amen. Now, he says, take my yoke upon you. Learn. Say, learn of me. I am meek and lowly of heart. You will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Boy, when I started meditating yesterday, I've read that 1,000 times like you have. The Spirit of the Lord says, if you are carrying a heavy, oppressive spirit, you are not yoked by me. He goes, my yoke is always easy. My burden is light. He says, you're carrying it. I'm not. That's your sign. You're going to have to download that. You've got to release that. Now, go over for a minute to a familiar verse, 1 Peter chapter 5. I'm going to read from King James and Amplified here. I want to show you a system of works that we not recognize of works. What did I say a minute ago? Works originates in the realm of the spirit. It's not what you just put your hand to daily in your job. That's not what he's talking about. It's what you're veiled in. It's what you're carrying. It's the system you're operating out of. When you're in grace, you're going to have peace. You know, Joanne, I'll use her as an example. I've known her for quite some time now, and I've watched her. She's a banker. When she operates, and she's told me this before, she has this smoothness about her. And she has this grace on her. She moves in a vein of grace. And her whole word in life is effortless. She moves in an effortless anointing. And because she does that, God brings stuff because she's always veiled in peace. You don't ever hardly see her ever stirred up. Now you take somebody else right down the street and they're just pounding it 24 hours a day, 70, and they're strung out all the time. You know, and because they're serving mammon and they're serving a system and it's requiring an anxiety and a torment and they're constantly just engaged 24 hours a day at the destruction of their body, destruction of their family. But the blessing of God is just easy when you're in the right place. It's attracted to you like a magnet. But it's all about your position with God. It's about what's going on inside of you. What happens outside is a reflection of what's going on inside. Works originates on the inside. Grace originates on the inside. This is what I'm going to try to get over to you today. Every time when you see works, you're thinking about taking a shovel. And that's not what he's talking about. All this is a spiritual thing that's originating on the inside. It's the environment that you walk in. It's the inner environment that you walk in. When you walk in an inner environment of grace and peace, you're going to be at rest and you're going to be in harmony with the kingdom of God. And when you do, good things are coming your way. Things are going to start happening for you. Because if it be of grace, it's no more of works. And if it be of grace, he's freely able to give it to you. He's freely able to send it to you. He's freely able to bring things to you because you're not cut off. But at the same time, things in us can rise up. Inner turmoil. Inner care. How about this one? I'll tell you one of the number one works people engage in is worry. Over analytical reasonings. Analyzing the problem till the sun goes down, till it goes up. Analyzing everything. That's a system of works. You got an inner analyzation going on. You're going to figure it out. You're going to work it out. You're going to get it done. What happens when you get outside of that operation? What care is going to set up into your life? Worry is going to set up shop. Anxiety is going to set up. And it's going to produce frustration. Every time I get frustration, Chuck calls me. Not once or twice. Everybody's going to get frustrated. But if you overly frustrated, he'll call me. How's your prayer life going? He can call me now. He used to. He'd have to wine and dine me, before we'd do that kind of thing. Go, you want to go to lunch? What you want to eat? Something? What do you like? He'd be talking about fishing or something. He'd slip it in. He goes, how's your prayer life doing? Now he just calls me and said, hey, man, what's up? That's fellowship, you know. Because the kingdom of God, when you're walking in the kingdom and you're carrying spiritual things, it's different than walking in the natural, carrying natural things. You're going to have to do it God's way. His way is grace. His way is peace. His way is harmony. And so he gives you signs. What kind of signs? Frustration. Anybody been overly frustrated lately? You don't have to raise your hand. Loss of peace. You're shaking. You're in turmoil. You're going back and forth. You're always trying to work it out. That is works going up on inside of you. You got an inner atmosphere of works going because you've moved out of grace and the sister of grace has done departed too, called peace. And now something else is set up inside you. And when you're in that operation, grace gets cut off. It gets cut off. That stuff cuts the grace of God off. And sometimes you don't even recognize you're doing it. And when you don't recognize you're doing it, you can't get the answer because the only answer is come unto me. Because what's going to happen inevitably, if you stay up in that, you're going to get heavy laden in the flesh. You're going to get burdened down in the flesh. You're going to get full of things that are not of God. You're going to get out of alignment up in here. When you get out of alignment, you are missing one of the absolute number one necessities in the kingdom of God, and it's grace. When you get cut off from grace, you have to do it. You have to carry it. And the things of God are not designed to be carried by you. He carries them. You just walk alongside of him. It's a lot easier to just walk alongside. Understand what I'm saying? What do I do if that's my condition? What happens if you can read the signs? If you can't, ask your husband. Ask your wife. If you can be teachable, ask your closest friend. You need to read the signs if you've gotten out of alignment. Because what's detrimental about being out of that inner alignment, that inner atmosphere, everything's about the heart. See, because grace flows through the heart. Because he set up shop here. Christ dwelleth here. So he administrates from the heart. That's why he said, guard the heart with all diligence. You got to guard it when things you can't see and things you can see. You got to constantly be on guard. You got to be sober. Because you don't know what the enemy's doing. Listen, all the apostles that Jesus personally handpicked and trained, every one of them went back under the law. Even Peter, after a revival, went back under. And Paul had to step in there and Antioch and straighten them out. Read the book of Galatians. He said, you all have gone back under. That spirit's very strong. It'll pull you into realms to get you in operation because the devil knows if he can cut the grace of God off, he's got you to you. He's got you working. He can defeat you. You're no match for him. But when the grace of God's on you, he can't touch you. It'll override his system and he knows it. See, grace is going to empower you to do the impossible. Grace is going to give you the realm of the impossible. It's everything Jesus is, not everything we are. What we got going on in the church is a little bit of us, a little bit of God. We got a little bit of anointing going on and a lot of man going on. We engage. But what God wants is fullness of Christ and grace operating. He wants the supernatural operating. He wants his glory and power and provision and blessing. Here's how Mammon will teach you. I'm going to give you that home you want. And you're going to spend 30 years paying for it. And after 20 years, you're going to trade that one in for another one. And we're going to put you on another 30-year cycle. And then trade that one after 10 years, put you on another 30. You're going to be paying for something all your life. Because that's how Mammon does. Mammon wants to make you a slave. And I'm not against mortgages. I'm just saying that's a system. That's the systems of the world. God wants to deliver us into inheritance. If we're going to get an inheritance, we're going to have to what? Receive grace. We're going to have to learn to receive grace. To receive grace. See, your mountain can easily be moved if you can access the grace to do it. You're not going to move it. Grace is going to move that mountain. Zechariah chapter 4, grace. Grace under the mountain.
Grace will move it. So we just got to get grace flowing. Have you begun in the spirit? Now you're getting perfected. The devil knows. We begin something in the spirit, but it's very easy to slide over and start getting perfected in the flesh. We need something to come in and tell us where we're operating. Sometimes I don't know until the signs get full blown. Until the flesh comes out. Oscar comes out of the can. Michael called that the other day. He caught me in an Oscar moment. He said, you know what that is? That's Oscar. You know, Oscar at Sesame Street comes out of that garbage can. You remember him? Everybody has those moments. You're not talking about these one-time things, but if it's excessive, you've moved out. You're shifting out of something you need to get back into. You got to get back in there. Amen? It's all about what you're veiled in. It's all about what you're wearing. If you're wearing a system of works, you'll carry it, and it's going to burden you down. It's going to make you heavy. It's going to produce care and worry and fear and frustration. It'll go on into torment if you keep it on you because you're veiled in the wrong thing. Don't think that it won't happen. If it happened to Peter and them, it could probably happen to us too. Now, I know we're all that and all that, but, you know, we're really not. Sometime that'll take you down a 7-year path. Take you 10 years to get back. Sometimes you get going down that path, and it would take you a long time to come back around. It'd just be easier to stay veiled up in grace. Now, I'm going to show you how to do that. We're learning. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5. It's hard to describe this stuff because how do you describe what works is? It's an inner atmosphere that you're operating out of that's originating with you. Originating with a fallen part of you. Originating with the flesh and the soul that has not been transformed the image of Christ yet. Grace is an operation totally of the Spirit. But grace will not flow where works is involved. That's what the devil knows. That's what we have to learn. We must learn it. See, all the devil has to do, if he can slip you into something you can't see and cut the grace of God off in your life. But thank God we can just go right back to him. That's why he says, come unto me, all that labor and heavy laden. If you're in a system of toil, that's what Amalek is. That's the spirit of Amalek. It says toil, wearisome toil, labor. See, you're laboring. Oh, everything, it's like walking through mud water, you know. You ever try to walk through water? You ever try to run in water? It's hard work to run in water. You're fighting everything. You ever try to paddle upstream? It's just useless sometimes. We canoeing one time. We were paddling upstream. I said, this is totally useless. I turned that thing around. I said, catch me down at the bottom. Send me a truck. I am not going to paddle upstream. That's what happens when we get in works. We're paddling upstream. All you have to do is shift that. You got to exchange that. The only way you're going to do that is come unto me, all your labor and heavy laden. You got to recognize it first. If you don't recognize it, you're just going to keep going and keep in the treadmill. You're on the internal treadmill of flesh. Can't stop the thing. It just keeps going. I'm ready to get off. You got to recognize what's going on. First, I got to recognize I'm in the wrong. The inner atmosphere of what's going on in my life is out of whack. It's out of alignment. I've stepped into where he is supposed to reign. Flesh is reigning. I got to get out of this. This can happen in your family. It can happen in your business. It can happen in ministry. You name it. Whatever mountain you're fighting, you're going to have to learn to fight it God's way. You got to move it God's way. You are not going to move it. You keep trying, it's just going to wear you out. That's what Peter, Jesus didn't catch him until he's finished toiling all night. No need to come to Peter in the beginning of his toil. Wear him out, and then we'll begin. Because all that stuff will be up in my way. That's why God always moves at the latter part. You ever notice that? He got to get you up out of the way. Sometimes we don't know we're in the way. I say, God, how do I get myself out of the way? God, if I could just get out of the way. You just get me out of the way, Lord. It's easier said than done. Especially if you're an A-type personality. You like to get all up in God's mix. Man, you put your hand on every ark that comes by. I'll steady it. Come on. I'm your man, God. He gives you a vision and says, let's get started tomorrow. He gives you a destiny. He says, no, 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 that's going to be birthed by the Spirit. By the time we get this done, there won't be much of you involved in it. You'll just be walking alongside of it. See, when God calls you to do something, he calls you to walk alongside of it. He don't call you all up in it. You got to learn how to keep that thing right there next to you. You can't walk away from it. Although sometimes you'll want to. You get your hands all over that ark, it will burn you. You ever just went through a season and just got burned, toast fried? You got out of whack. You got out of alignment. Am I talking to anybody in here? I'm talking to spiritual people up in here. Give us ears to hear. Somebody's been through a few things, know what I'm talking about. I'm talking to mature people up in here. I'm trying to teach you how to advance to your next level. Because you're going to find what's mostly in the way is not the devil, it's you. He's got to get us out of the way. Amen. I'm talking to me too. Trust me, every time I preach something, I'm usually the ones being taught at first. We're always learning. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5:5. Likewise, you younger, submit yourself unto the elder. All of you be subject. Be clothed with humility. See, humility is it. You got to stay in a position of humility because humility gives you something that's so marvelous. It's the grace of God. I've already tasted grace. For those of us that's tasted grace, nothing else will do because I've tasted of something I can't do. I've tasted of the free gift. I've tasted of what he could do instead of what I can do. I've already found even in my business dealings, I've been up in the way. I've been packing things I'm not supposed to be packing. I'm all up involving things. And God said, you weren't involved in that. You're up in a place you weren't supposed to be. Now back up. Get that stuff off of you. Lay it down. Boy, I'm learning. I am learning coming to him every day. I said, show me what I can see and what I can't see. I'm veiled. If you've got the signs, you're veiled. You don't need God to come and shout it to you with an audible voice. If you have the signs of continual frustration and care and worry, and if you're worrying all the time and you're overanalyzing everything all the time, you're sitting up at night all the time worrying about how you're going to get this thing done, you are not in grace. It's cut off. All that is a works. It's an inner operation atmosphere of works that has to be surrendered, has to be let go. Be clothed with humility. God resisteth the proud. I love the Holy Spirit's definition he gave me about a month ago. It's to be clothed in the glory of one's self. It's when self gets up in the way. Many stages and phases of pride. But God giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of you. Find a man in humility, I promise you, you'll find a man that's highly dependent on the grace of God. You know why? You know what teaches us that? It's because you spun your wheels year after year and after year. It can't get the result, but you're still carrying the burning call, but it won't come only God's way. And then all of a sudden, you touch and tap the grace of God and say, oh, look at that flow like that, so freely. And say, show me how to get more of that. Get me out of the way so that grace will flow freely. The grace is the free gift. The grace will do it all for you. The grace will get out in front of you and just part the waters for you. So you'll walk out there and yeah, you'll go out to your job, but you're under another atmosphere now. You're in another system. Things are just happening for you. There's an atmosphere you carry. Grace will give you some kind of atmosphere. What I want to learn to do is stay up in there all the time. I want the free flow of grace. I need it to birth the call of God. I need it to birth our future. There is not one thing about this church is going to be built in the flesh. We tried it all. We did all of it. We did every program available. We promoted everything and everywhere. We went to meetings and seminars teaching how to do this and that and that and that. And it all grew up. God said, that won't do. Cut it down. That won't do. Cut it down. That won't do. Cut it down. Because if it doesn't survive the fire, it's worthless. It's got to survive God's furnace. If it's built by you, it will not survive. It's wood, hay, and stubble. It'll get burned up. So why birth it in the first place? I know I'm preaching to somebody. It is possible to birth the wrong thing. You have capacity to birth wood, hay, and stubble, and it can get burned up. All the while you're laboring your whole life. I am not standing before him having my whole life burn up in front of him. Let it survive the fire now. If it's birthed by grace, it'll totally survive the fire. If it's birthed by you, man, let it burn, baby, burn. I know I'm preaching good. Say, oh me, hallelujah. Now notice this, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. You need to stay there. That doesn't need to be once every 6 month thing. That means a daily. once you understand how great he is and how great grace is and how free it is and how awesome it is and how it'll change things overnight, you'll stay there. I am 100% dependent on grace and grace alone. If these hands touch anything concerning the call of God, if my flesh touch it, we're going to be in trouble. That's why you have to go through a few things. Now, look at verse 7. Here's what you do. Here it is. Casting all of your care. You cast. How many of you fishermen? When you're casting, it's not with you anymore. Cast it. He is the one you're casting to. You cast it over on him. Cast it over. You got to get the care off of you. See, you got to get under grace. You got to get the care off of you because that's a system of works. I like what the Amplified says here. 1 Peter 5, verse 7, Amplified. Casting the whole of your care. Listen to this. All of your anxieties, all of your worries, all of your concerns. You can add fear and torment and frustration to that. See, you got to cast that over. He said, come unto me, all you that labor. When you're in a state of that kind of labor and heavy ladenness, you're carrying a yoke that's coming off the world system. You're coming off the god of this world system. It's coming off the arena, and you're veiled in something the enemy wants you veiled in, because if he can put a veil of carry and worry and anxiety over you, when you come in to try to access grace, God will say, can't do it. It's works. They're still trying to produce it through a system, an inner system that's originating with them, and it's cutting my grace off. They got to unload that. You got to cast that off of you. Say, cast it off. I got to get it off of me because I need to stay clothed in grace. Man, God showed me something yesterday. I said, you've got to be kidding me. He said, yeah, it's right there. Listen very carefully. You have to have a spirit of illumination on your life, because there's so many things in this life you can't see. Some of you are wearing things you don't even know you're wearing, and they're cutting off the most precious gift of all, and it's the flow of God's grace, his empowerment to move your mountains, his empowerment to promote you, his empowerment to multiply you, his empowerment to produce the will and call of God for you. And when that gets cut off, you're on your own now. So you got to stay in a position of harmony with God. You got to stay up under that place. And I can't be coming up in the throne of grace being veiled in a whole bunch of me, because it's going to shut the grace down. And if I don't have grace, then I've got to do it. How many of you ever done it on your own? Is that heavy, hard? If you've not been exercising that, you probably will. Most everyone I know has been that really pursues God. So the key is getting that stuff off of you. Cast it. Cast it. We should just get some fishing poles out here and get out in the parking lot, Russ, and cast it. It's like swinging a golf club. The harder you swing, the worse that ball is going to, it don't go nowhere. You can talk grace and works in the golf swing. It's the first thing you're going to do when you get out there in golf. Your mind, the harder I swing, the further that ball goes. And so you're going to start chili dipping like Michael does. And I mean, you are going to go, ugh, and just swing at it hard. I said, dude, I am buying you a used set of clubs. You ain't breaking my good clubs. That dirt comes up and that chili just flies up. The harder you swing, it doesn't go anywhere. Goes off to the right, left. But what you find out in the swing, it's all about grace. It really is. It's all about an effortless swing. It has nothing to do with how hard you're swinging. It's about technique. Sometimes I'll swing 60% and that ball will go twice as far. It's that mechanism. It's the same way with grace. The harder you try, the less results you're going to get. So that's why you have to toil all night. That's why the Bible says after you've suffered a while. I'm going to get into that revelation here and close with this. 1 Peter 5, verse 10. The God of all grace. I didn't understand this. Who's called us in eternal glory by Jesus Christ. After you've suffered a while, makes you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So you think, God, well, they're going to have to suffer a while and then we'll help them. Not enough suffering. Turn them back around, suffer some more. You know what he's talking about after you suffered for a while? He's got to get you over you. Peter had to toil all night first. You have to do it your way. In doing it your way, there's going to be suffering involved when you do it your way, because you're going to realize your way doesn't work. And until you get that part of you out of the way, he can't come in by grace, because you're in a system of works and you're suffering under that system. If it be of works, it can't be by grace.
They don't mix together. So God's got to let you knock yourself out until you're ready. Sometimes you got to get ready to be humble. You come in with humility. Sometimes it's our own ways that causes that pain.
We become teachable. All right, God, how do you do this? I surrender. I come into the grace. I cast this stuff. Now, casting that over, it ain't gonna, it's going to take a little more than 3 minutes. Don't wake up in the morning, I cast it off, cast it off, cast it off. No, you got to get with him. You got to come to where he is. Come to him, all you that labor and are heavy laden. You got to get in him and you got to let go and let him pull that stuff off of you. You've been wearing that stuff for 20 years. You want him to take it off in 5 minutes? And I just started this last night because he showed me. I saw it. See, when you see it, you start repenting of it. First thing is when you start getting overly frustrated, you ask, show me, God, show me, give me light, give me light. Show me what's going on, and you bring yourself into the presence of the Lord. I come to where you are. I'm heavy laden. Acknowledge what's going on and start laying it at his feet, humbling yourself at his feet. See, you're getting ready to apprehend grace, but you got to get unveiled. You got to cast the care, cast worry, cast it. I got to get it off. See, that veil is blocking the grace because it is a system of works. Once you get it, then you're going to start get clothed in grace. Grace is so glorious. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. We're going to get the job done by the grace of God. This world is going to receive an outpouring of God's power, glory, and a wealth transference like no other generation is going to be done by the grace of God. I want to show you this. Go to Hebrews. You cannot come to the throne of grace veiled in works, inner works like I'm talking about today. If you're veiled in that stuff, you're not going to apprehend. That's why you come in and go out and you're not getting anything. You've got something on you that's blocking the grace of God. You got to get it off of you. Peter didn't even know he went back under because these are very sneaky little things that come up into your life. They're little foxes that are spoiling your entire vine. That's why you need the Holy Ghost to show you. Amen. I'm tired of doing it my way. Our way is not what's going to change the world. Trust me. The present church and its system is not going to change, fundamentally transform the world. It's not going to do it. The world is not impressed because we're not demonstrating the reality of his glory and power in the earth, because in certain ways we're all veiled, but we're going to learn to be naked and open. Hebrews 4:10, for he that is entered into his rest, remember, come unto me all that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you what? Rest. Rest. Take my yoke. What's his yoke? It's rest. What comes with grace? Peace. Peace, right? He has also ceased from his own works. He's not talking about you ceasing from your job. It's nothing to do with your employment or vocation. He's talking about a spiritual operation that you cease from. I cease from anxiety. I cease from the operation of frustration, fear, and torment. I cease from the inner turmoil of works. I cease from Amalek being clothed in the spirit of Amalek. Wearisome, tiresome labor and toil of man, I take it off. I cease. Now, I want to show you sometimes when you can't see it. Let us labor, therefore, to enter in that rest, lest any man fall off the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful. Say, quick. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. See, the word of God, especially the meat, is going to cut down a dividing line and show you what's in operation. If your spirit's in operation, you're going to be clothed in grace. If your soul's in operation, you're going to be clothed in works. Sometimes you can't distinguish between the two, and you need the word of God to come and cut a dividing line between and show you which one you're operating from. Amen. You couldn't talk to Peter when he first went out. It couldn't have convinced him he was in works when he launched his boat. He had to toil all night, come to the end of himself. We need the word of God to cut that dividing line down and show us. The word, the revelation of God will show us. Everyone, let's bow our heads right now and say, Father, show me. Show me. Show me. grant me a spirit of wisdom and revelation of what's going on in my heart. Grant me revelation. Show me what's going on in there. Let me tell you something. If you're veiled, if I've described your condition, the thing you have to do is recognize, acknowledge, and repent. So today, right now, if I've described your condition in this place, I want you to just bow your head to the Lord and ask Him to forgive you. Father, right now we ask forgiveness. Even the area you showed me, Father, I bring it to the throne of grace. I ask your forgiveness of being veiled in these things, of carrying burdens that don't belong to me. When your yoke is easy and your burden is light, forgive us in this place today. Forgive every one of us in this place today. Wash that, lift that. We bring it to you. We bring it and submit it to your feet today. We place it at your feet. We want the yoke that's easy. We want the burden that is light. We want to be covered in grace. We want to walk in grace. We want to be strengthened and settled by the God of all grace. We've told all night, Father. It's time. It's time now.